A defector from the Chinese embassy in Ottawa has leaked a copy of an embassy memo suggesting China may have interfered with an application to the Canadian Radio and Telecommunications Commission. New Tong Dynasty Television is an international network connected to the anti-communist Falun Gong movement. It applied to the CRTC for a broadcast license in 2005. The leaked memo proposes using Chinese students in Canada to mount a campaign opposing the application. Our security correspondent, Bill Gillespie, has more on the story.
Jian Zhang is the wife of a Chinese diplomat and, in recent years, a secret Falun Gong practitioner. When her husband was notified that he was being transferred from Ottawa back to China, she says she fled the embassy, but not before copying at least one document. In it, a senior diplomat named Huang instructs a junior colleague to, quote, knock down a broadcast application by New Tong Dynasty Television to the CRTC. New Tong is an international network connected to the Falun Gong. Huang instructs his colleague to organize Chinese students studying in Canada, Chinese citizens living in Canada, and Chinese Canadians to lobby against the application. A former Canadian diplomat says asking foreigners to influence the decision of a Canadian commission process clearly violates the rules of international diplomacy.
If they're asking Canadians of Chinese origin to lobby on behalf of the embassy, that certainly crosses a line.
In the 1990s, Charles Burton was a senior diplomat at the Canadian embassy in Beijing.
The Chinese embassy doesn't have any right to interfere in domestic Canadian affairs, nor does the Canadian embassy in Beijing have any right to tell the Chinese government what sort of decisions they should make with regard to whether or not a TV station is allowed to be shown on Chinese cable.
Although the CRTC approved New Tong's application, as yet no Canadian cable company has agreed to carry it. Bill Gillespie, CBC News, Toronto.